Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AUREUS medical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, here we go. The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour, or the best conversations happen at PT pack parties. Welcome to ours. Still at CSM, we're at the PT pack party. Always want to go to the PT pack party whenever there's an APTA event. Here with two young ladies in red coats, liking the red jackets right there. Eva Norman, Heidi Janenga. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Did you guys coordinate these outfits, the red coats?
We all have red coats.
Yes. Yeah.
What makes us stand out so everybody knows we're a trustee.
Yes. Yeah.
So where'd that come from? We've had Brad Thuringer on the show. We've had Mike Matlack on the show. We know the red coats means a trustee for the PT pack, but where did it originate? Whose idea was that? Do you even know what's the history on it?
I know that they came up with red, but at first literally it was a scarf. Then they thought about ties.
Bigger,
and then people were like,
bigger.
"What? How can we really stand out?" And suddenly, I don't know who actually came up with the genius idea of the blazer, but then
Stands out.
It's been there ever since.
All right.
So, and everybody knows, like literally, when they see the red coats, like they say the red coats are coming.
Right.
It's the trustees. They want money.
Well, and it's just such an icebreaker. I've had at least five students here tonight come up to me and say, "Hey, what is the red coat about?" Right? So it just gives you that opportunity to just be able to talk about the pack.
Right.
Right? And understand, like, hey, we're a trustee. This is what we do. This is why we do it. And they're always like, oh, that's so cool. Because, you know, it kind of just, it stands out. It pops.
Well, it's not a normal color you're going to wear a jacket in. So it does stand out. And especially, I like it kind of hovering and looking around the room. I can see five different people wearing red coats. And the thing is, you all kind of stand out still, right. Even though there's five people in the room wearing
because
red coats.
Who else would wear this color?
Who else could pull that color off? Eva.
This is true.
Who
yes.
can pull
Heidi,
that off?
Yes. We both can.
Yes.
All right,
so we absolutely can.
Let's get to your backgrounds. Heidi, CEO, Grand Poobah, Web PT.
President, yes.
President, Supreme Lord. We can go higher than that.
We definitely don't need to go higher than that.
Eva, I was going through your bio, and then I just stopped halfway through. I'm like, I can't get through all of this. It would be easier to talk about what sections of the APTA you're not a member of.
Yeah.
That would be a shorter list. So what's the quick and dirty? You know, what don't you do for the APTA and state chapters and all that?
Well, I'm a PT private practice owner. I own a company called Live Your Life.
And out of where?
And
where's
out
your
of Minneapolis,
okay.
Minnesota. And what's very unique about us, we're the first in the country to be a medical mobile wellness practice, offering PT, OT, speech, personal training, acupuncture, massage, health coaching, and dietary services throughout the 9-county metro. And
so you go
services
to them?
Wherever, whether it's home, their place of employment, the health club, their school, the tennis court, the track, wherever they want us.
Why aren't more people doing that? Because that's
yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a stroke of genius.
Exactly. So, and as a matter of fact, the private practice section has just recently asked me to put a webinar together about the model. So it's coming. It's
all
coming.
Right.
2017. You'll be hearing me somewhere, someday.
I'll
Talk
tell you this.
About the collaborative care model, right?
Yeah.
That's just the epitome.
Yeah, that's a lot of things coming together. And to you, I like the delivery, the healthcare delivery aspect of that.
Yeah.
A couple of my classmates, actually, we had a PT as a manager class before I graduated. They came up with a similar idea. They picked an ice cream truck to be their mode of transportation of their equipment and their PTs. And I was like, that's actually really, from a marketing perspective, communications perspective, like, that's really cool.
Food truck PT?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm like, well, what song would you play in the ice cream truck speakers going out to everybody?
Get PT first.
All right, I'm glad we're recording.
Get physical.
Oh,
physical.
You've got to get that. I like that a lot. So what are we talking about today? What do you guys want to focus on? What should the audience of the field of physical therapy know about the kind of party we're at right now.
Well, so we are at the PT Pack party, which is the party at CSM,
Always is.
Yeah, sold out. In order to come to the party, you do have to be at a club level of an Eagle, which is 500 and above. So it's a very prestigious party,
Sure. Right?
But, I mean, you see the crowd here. There's just, you know, a significant number of people here. I'll just throw out some stats, right?
Okay.
So of the increasing membership of the APTA,
97,000 plus.
97,000 plus. We're still only hovering around 7% that actually contribute to the pack.
Oh, so out of 97, 7%. We'll just round to 100 and say 7,000.
Right. 7,000 people. So, you know, what we're trying to accomplish with actually representing ourselves on Capitol Hill is being on the backs of those 7%.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, it takes money, right? You got to be able to contribute to...
Spend money to make money.
Exactly. Exactly.
And spend money to make a difference, I think we should say.
Yes.
So the sad reality is that you do have to pay members of Congress to have that face-to-face time in order to develop those relationships in order to move legislation forward.
We can bitch about the game all we want, but that's the game.
Yes, but that is the reality. Exactly. Okay. So these dollars make a huge difference. I mean, this past year, we had hundreds of meetings across the country, thanks to many people in this room, obviously, that made that possible. And truly, I mean, we were very successful. We had legislation passed, and we're getting so close to moving, like, the Medicare therapy cap. We have a strategy to potentially repeal that once and for all this year.
And we've been dying
and
for
so,
that one.
Yes. 96%. That's a number we've been talking about. 96% of those that were funded by the PAC actually got voted into Congress this year.
Our friends at PT, yeah. 96% of
that's
them.
That's a pretty good average.
That is a very good average. Very good average.
Wow. We ask this all the time, you know, where does the money go? Or what does the money do for me if I'm just the guy, you know, in Iowa as a PT? I want to make sure it has that V word, that value. So what are some of the values? And I know we've talked about these things before in the show, but I want to hammer it home. I'm going to ask different people the same question and get different great answers. So Eva, if I were to ask you, what is the money going to do for me if I give it to the PAC? What are they going to do with it?
That's a great question because, you know, the number one question that I get from members is, who are you supporting? Like, how do you decide, like, who gets my money? Because, you know, is it Republican or Democrat? You know, we're obviously a bipartisan organization. You know what I mean? We don't give just one or the other. We give to those who support us the most. Like, we're talking, like, they have to be co-sponsoring maybe two or three of our bills. So not just perhaps a member of Congress that just supported one bill,
right. One
term. So it's those individuals that have literally, Congress after Congress, have literally supported our issues that we're giving them money. And it's also those members of Congress that have influence, that are in committees such as like the House Ways and Means or House Energy and Commerce or Senate Finance, you know, committees that can make a difference for us, where our healthcare bills will get passed through them or have to get passed through them. So we obviously target them and develop those relationships. And what's really great this past year, of that 96% that Heidi mentioned, many of those friends are now in leadership positions. So we're well positioned, especially on the health side.
Why? Because we've been working with them for a long time.
Yes. Correct.
So we had to be working for them
and
a long time.
To many members here at the PT Pack tonight.
That's cool.
So, right.
One thing I want to mention too, that is probably the most underutilized place that we don't spend actually enough money because we have budgeted, but it never gets spent to 100% every year, is our actual membership of going out and building relationships. So we actually, when we get requests from our members, right, the APTA members who want to build a relationship and want to go to a fundraiser, we actually fund those. Travel expenses and actual ability for them to get into some of these different, you know, parties, like that costs quite a bit for a plate.
Sure.
But if you're trying to really build a relationship with one of your legislators and you let us know that, we will help you do that. And I think that's one of the places that I think is most underutilized because, I mean, it's all about relationships at the end of the day.
Sure. We got to spread the word that those opportunities are possible.
Absolutely. The only thing that we ask is that you take a photo at some point so we can actually post it on our website.
Share on social media. Yep.
I'll give you a perfect example. So we spent a little close to $1,400 to go to a fundraiser for Representative Eric Paulson in Minnesota, and that's actually where I'm from. And so I was very fortunate to have APTA staff come into town, and we actually went ice fishing with him.
Cool.
But thanks to that opportunity, that FaceTime, thanks to many members here tonight at our event, he agreed to be our lead sponsor on our Medicare therapy cap bill,
nice. Which
is amazing, right?
Yeah.
So that made it possible to introduce that recently.
Yeah, that's how it gets
done.
I was talking to someone earlier about how do you hire someone? How do you vet them? And they said, you know, what things do you ask on the interview? And they said, well, first of all, we interview them, but we take them to dinner. We take them out to drinks. We hang out. We spend some time.
Yeah.
And that way we get to really know someone. So the reverse thing is true. You want to get a guy to get to know you and what a PT is. Take him ice fishing.
Yeah.
Right?
You know
exactly.
What we ask at WebPT?
What do you ask?
What do you think about garden gnomes?
garden gnomes. What don't I think about garden gnomes? I mean, I could talk for hours about garden gnomes, first of all.
It's all about breaking down those barriers,
right?
And trying to build that really real relationship and not the superficial relationship that most people build on, you know, that kind of, hey, I'm just meeting you in your office, that kind of thing.
I'm a human. You're a human. What kind of human are you? Well, you're pretty personable. You're a PT. That's what you want to get across. This is what I am, but this is what the rest of this field is. We're great people. We want to do great things. You help us do great things.
There was a member that came up to me tonight, and she said, how did you develop that relationship with Representative Paulson? Like, how did you make that possible? You know, at first I was thinking, I'm like, gosh, it wasn't really that hard. I mean, it started years ago, but we knew he was in the state legislature in Minnesota. Weed is what he actually decided to co-sponsor a ethics bill. It wasn't controversial whatsoever, but he was willing to put himself on the ticket to see it through. And so I went to thank him by campaigning, door knocking for him. To this day, he still thanks me. So what I do now is twice a year, I just go and door knock for him or do lit drops or stuff envelopes. And literally, I mean, it's just a few hours, honestly, of my life. But he is so grateful.
Where has that gotten you?
And I'm not kidding you. Every election night when he wins, he calls me and says, thank you.
Wow.
I'm on that short list.
It's a big deal.
So, and this past year, he actually invited me to election night and said, I would love for you to be there.
It's cool.
I know.
I think what people don't really understand is that legislators want relationships with their constituents. They want, especially business owners, right? They know that small businesses really run this country.
That's it.
Right? At the end of the day. So in my district, it's Ruben Gallego, right? And he is an amazing Democrat that has done so much. I mean, he's only in his second year into Congress, but first year, he jumped on a bunch of bills, you know, because he knows, you know, obviously WebPT is in his district and we have 300 employees, but I also live in his district. So it's like this really interesting kind of double-edged sword.
That's what politics should be. Represent the people from your district.
And he genuinely cares about his district. And most legislators do. They actually want to hear from their constituents.
Sure.
And when they actually develop relationships with them, I mean, it's really interesting that people are so kind of afraid, I guess, or not really understanding like, oh, that's my congressman. Like, I'm sure that he doesn't have time for me. They will make time for you.
Okay.
They want to hear from you. They want to hear your feedback. They want to hear, you know, what's going on in your district.
Ruben Gallego, Eric Paulson.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm going to make it a point now because I can't tell you who the representative is in my district, but now when I go home, I will.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
We have an app. You've heard about the app.
Maybe.
The PT Pack app.
APTA Action app. Download it. Very easy. And on there, you can literally get the congressional directory where all of your information, you just do your login information and your members of Congress.
Well, I now make a promise that before I leave San Antonio for CSM, I will do that. No, but I point out, you knew both of your representatives, you know, off the top of your head. And here I am trying to, you know, tell people to make a difference. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. Honestly, I'll be honest. I don't know, but I should. And you're not telling me I should. You're showing me why I should.
Right.
And that's a powerful thing. I hope some people listening now kind of get that and do the same thing. And now that this is even easier than Googling it, there's an app for that. I'll go to that app and I'll use that.
Well, not only does the app give you the availability of being able to search who you are, but it actually gives you some flash action things. So anytime we have a bill or something that actually is impertinent to PTs that we actually want you to do something or that you should be aware of. It's a very educational app as well. So you can kind of peruse all the different things that are actually in Congress right now that are affecting us as physical therapists, which at the end of the day, we need to know as a profession, right? We need to be advocating for ourselves because I don't think necessarily we do that enough. It goes back to that 7%, right? We need to be stronger than that. We need to have a voice.
Yeah.
And that really is built on the backs of relationships.
I mean, and not everybody can campaign. Not everybody could do the lit drops, the door knocks, and so or don't want to. They don't want, or they want to kind of be behind the scenes. So even as simple as downloading the app and just getting those legislative alerts and taking action, even something as simple as that can make a huge difference. We have members of Congress that have told us we vote based on the number of letters we get.
Sure.
And there's templates. You can just download a template, sign your name, and boom, send
it off.
I mean, right now, if you're listening to this, chances are it's on a smartphone. You could be, before this episode is done, have already downloaded and utilized that app.
It takes 45 seconds.
Wow.
I time myself.
All right. I like that.
Yes. You know what? It takes more time to log in just with your APTA ID number. But otherwise, once you get in, it's seconds.
Okay. I want to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to talk about the day on the Hill because it is coming up. By the time this episode is released, it's going to be here. And I was at the PT Pack party at the Day on the Hill last year as a student. And now this year, I want to make sure I'm there. But I want other people to know what happens and why. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break in the PT Pinecast. Don't move.
working out his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it big, boys.
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does.
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Aureus Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Aureus at 1-800-340-2619 or visit aureusmedical.com. That's AUREUSmedical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
Okay.
We're back in the PT Pinecast with Eva Norman, Heidi Janenga. Three questions powered by our sponsor, Aureus Medical Staffing. I know you guys are from different parts of the country. And what if you had a choice to live anywhere in the U.S. and be a PT for 1 month? Where else would you go? Heidi, what do you got?
You know, we just had dinner the other night with some folks from the state of Washington. Their average revenue per visit is over $120.
Okay, well, now I'm not a good number guy, but what's like national average or what's average?
National average is 80.
Okay, that's a bit of a difference.
Bit of a difference.
So you want to go there?
Yes, I would just want to see, you know, why they value PT so much, right? Why those insurance companies value PT and why they're willing to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So Washington State, Eva, where are you
going?
That's
interesting because I have a kind of a similar response. So I would actually go to Wellington, Florida.
Okay.
I have family there. We're actually moving there in 2021. That's the game plan, I know, okay. From Minnesota to Florida. Literally, we have surveyed the area, and people are willing to pay almost up to $200 for a private pay session.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
So, yeah.
I like it. Smart.
Yeah.
Second question, what's something that you've read recently that really inspired you?
So, okay. I'm a big Brené Brown fan, and I've been reading Daring Greatly.
Okay.
Super inspired just by getting after it and going after what your dreams are and not holding back because of past history or things that might have happened to you. And it's just, you know, going balls out.
I like it.
Going after it.
I like it. It's going balls out. Eva, what do you got?
Starting with Why by Simon Sinek. Oh, my gosh.
It's on my shelf, too.
Yes. Finally, I got around to it. It's literally been on my list, and I finally listened to it while I was running the other day. Oh, my gosh, I could put it down. I literally
smart.
Did not go to bed.
That's smart.
I
like how it just asks you to think differently about you know, your everyday things and how are you doing.
And kind of why we're here today, like the why. You know, we were saying that, the why we're here.
Yeah. You know, I was degree in journalism, and I was taught by Franciscan friars. And on day one of Intro to Communications, Brother Basil Valente said, there's only six questions you can ask. That's it. Who, what, where, when, why, and how. The important ones are who and why. The rest of them are good, but who and why tells your story.
Yeah.
So I like Simon Sinek's book a lot. The start
Absolutely.
With why is good.
Well, and Brené Brown also talks about, you know, the why, but also getting deeper in the why of really showing some vulnerability and transparency, right? Which I think a lot of us are sometimes a little bit fearful to do.
Sure.
But as a great leader, that's one of the things that I've learned over the years is vulnerability is power.
Well,
right?
It's honest.
Relate to you. It's
yes.
It's authenticity.
How else are you going to grow?
Absolutely.
All right. Third question on three questions. Who is someone within the field of physical therapy that the audience should know more about? Who's doing great things somewhere that maybe is flying under the radar?
Well, one of my employees, Jessica Berglund,
okay.
She is actually starting this movement on prevention and health promotion. You're going to hear more about this. We're literally trying to create a council
okay.
on prevention and health promotion. We had discussed for years having a section, but we've decided to potentially create a council. So she has been literally talking to different sections to, you know, going in courses and so forth. And
doing
we actually had a whole track on prevention and health promotion, cool, thanks to the Texas chapter here. And we're actually presenting tomorrow as well. It's so great to hear, like, the energy and the passion around it. And we've recruited already. You can't imagine how many emails and,
sure,
contact information. And people are really enjoying what they're hearing and excited about integrating it into their practices.
Nice. Oh, good
so,
for her.
Yeah.
Good on her.
She's here tonight.
Cool. What do you think? Who's out there? Who should
we
pay attention to?
So he's fairly well known, but I think he needs a shout out. And that's John Childs. So for me, I am.
Yeah. Just talked to him the other day for the first time.
They
great
are
guy.
Completely disrupting the sort of educational process, right, of saying, hey, we don't necessarily maybe need the whole full 3 years and all the debt that's actually happening. I'm sure you can relate to this.
Yeah.
But the debt that, you know, that physical therapy students, EPT students are now coming out with, right? And shrinking that down to more of a 2-year program with a residency post graduation,
yeah,
program where you're a PT, but now you get actually that hands-on care for that
extra. And you
extra
can make some
interest.
Money.
And you can make some money, right? So you come out of school with much less debt. So I got to give him
John
a lot
Childs.
Of credit. You know, they've got South College started now. They've
right.
got their first class going through, and
well,
I think that's really going to continue to disrupt how we think about education.
Well, taking who your person and then your answer to question number two, which is start with why, John Childs is doing that. Why is it 3 years?
Yeah.
Why is it this way? Why?
Yeah.
And if you can't tell me it's a perfect reason why we do it that way, it can't be, the answer cannot be, it's because we've always done it that way or because everybody does it. It needs to be a fact, an irrefutable scientific fact. And since it's not, John's got a point.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, you're off the hot seat for three questions.
Three's my lucky number, so that's all good.
Want to talk about PT Pack Day on the Hill.
Yeah.
What did we decide that was? March 26th
March 26th to the 28th. 28th.
Why should
at the
someone,
Washington Court in Washington, D.C.
Why should people come from around the country to march on the Hill or to show up in support of your own profession? And that kind of like, I kind of answered the question because it's your profession. That's why you should do it.
Duh.
But what goes on? I've never done it. I went to the PT Pack party after it last year in D.C. Can you tell why I like to show up to parties? But why should people show up to be on the Hill for their profession?
I think it's a great opportunity to hear your voice, be heard, to represent your congressional district, your patients, your profession, and share your stories to members of Congress and help them understand the importance of physical therapy in the healthcare arena today, to educate them on the value and the role of our services and help them support our issues.
What days of the week?
Sunday
to a Tuesday.
Okay, cool.
So we'll be on the Hill on Tuesday.
Okay.
So Sunday is just a short reception. Tuesday is a full day of just a lot of educational sessions where we actually even have sometimes members of Congress come in and talk to us. Individuals from CMS come and talk to us. And then we have an opportunity also to meet as a delegation. And we get briefed on all our issues, go through strategies and so forth. And then Tuesday, we literally go on the Hill and meet with our members of Congress throughout our congressional districts.
I like it.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the coolest things, I mean, I honestly just started doing this about 5-6 years ago. One of the coolest things I thought was neat was the Monday educational conference, right, where you actually learn how to actually have a conversation with your congressional member, what the actual issues are, right? So you get a full debriefing of everything that's going on, like all the issues that are at hand for physical therapists at the moment, right? And how to talk about it, like what they're actually wanting to hear. And so some of the language, like pay fors and things like that, that I actually never really understood. And now those are the pieces, like it's learning a new language, just like, you know, anything else. When we learn medical terminology, right? You got to know what they're actually looking for.
Yep.
But also then you get to interact with, you know, there's some new grads that are out there that come, even students.
Yep.
And you've got people that have been going on the Hill for like 20, 30, 40 years. And they've developed these deep relationships. So I'll tell you a story. My first time that I went to Congress was with Phil Tygell out of Arizona.
Okay.
Phil is like,
he was already laughing.
Literally the quintessential relationship builder, right? So we go on the Hill. I'm going to, you know, meet with him, his congressperson down from Tucson. And we're actually, you know, we go to his office, and you always go to their congressional office, and you get to meet. Usually you meet with their, like,
health legislative aid
first. So they kind of shake your hand, and then, you know, the congressperson will come in. Normally, it's just for like a photo op, and they'll listen to you and nod their head and actually really listen, right? They want to know what your issues are.
Sure.
Well, he's got a very good relationship. He's been in doing this for a long time.
He's a PT.
Absolutely. Okay. He's a PT private practice owner. I mean, Phil is a legend in the PT world.
Okay.
So if you don't know Phil, he's another person you should have on this interview.
I want to film the show.
Absolutely. He definitely should be on your short list. But anyway, so during our session, he gets a call and says, oh, you got to come down to vote. So when you come down, the actual congressmen or congress people come down into this special room where they also go down and to actually vote. So he's like, hey, just walk with me. Phil, myself, and this congressperson, and I wish I remembered his name, walked all the way through like the underworld of the Congress. Like,
right.
It's like into these hallways that most people
places
don't ever.
You're not supposed to be.
Yeah, you
no
get to
access.
Ride the really right. cool tram that they actually have.
There's
down
a tram?
To, yes.
Yes, underground
tram.
What?
We
all
go
right.
into,
we go into
access.
This like this waiting, this cool waiting room. He goes in, like does his vote, comes out, and like we're sitting there, and like all these Congress people are coming in and out. It was like the most surreal, amazing opportunity. And here I am, like a freshman, get to just hang out with Phil. And it was the most amazing, amazing thing. And that it really inspired me, right? Because it's truly about relationships.
Sure.
And he made a difference. Like, he was telling him as we were walking exactly what he should be voting on with respect to these specific physical therapy issues.
I like it.
And what do you know? He goes in and, of course, just does what Phil says.
Wow.
And I think it's important to also know that they want to hear from constituents.
Absolutely.
Like, in Minnesota, we have 8 congressional districts, and we try to every year to get at least 1 member from each district. And, you know, I might be there with my student, but I'm not the constituent. They want to hear from my student. They don't want to hear from me. And I can't even tell you, all eyes and ears are like on the student or whoever the constituent is. And it's incredible like how that experience can be, because you could literally get their support on a bill
sure.
right there and then. One year,
Whoa.
Actually, I got to tell you this story.
Go ahead.
One year, we went, we had 3 constituents for Representative Ellis. There's actually, on the APTA website, you can probably search this under patient stories. The constituents were sharing their stories, and we played a video of a patient from his district
yeah.
who is actually a supporter, and says that at the end of the video, because my dream has always been to bring patients, so I had a patient video there. He was so taken, it meant so much to him. He said, videotape me. And he literally responded to her message.
Yeah.
How powerful is that? For anyone
Very.
That's listening tonight, it's like apta.org/patient-stories. You can see the video. It's
wow.
incredible. And how powerful is that?
It's a human connection. Like, we just
yes,
said the same thing. It's a human story.
Absolutely. And it meant a lot. And he said, literally, he says in his message, thanks to your effective advocacy, I'm going to support all of your physical therapy issues today.
Wow.
And he did. He
That's
signed
cool.
on to everything.
If that's not a reason to support the PAC and what it does, I'm not sure what it
yes.
is. And you can ask people for money and say, you know, it would be good to have more money, we can do more. But when you show what it can do, the why,
yes.
as Simon has pointed out,
yes.
the why? Because this happened, and if you help, we can get it done. So I like that a lot. So every episode that we record is a pint. Before we're done with the pint, we do shots.
This is the Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum, Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at OptumFellowship.com.
He was ready. She's ready to do. She's drinking a hurricane.
I got my hurricane shot.
Parting shots of wisdom. All right. If you're going to leave the audience out there with one little parting shot of wisdom to carry forth as they, you know, maybe leave CSM and go back home to wherever home is and PT is for them, what's something you want to have them take home on the airplane as they fly away?
I would say get involved, whether it's at the state level or at the federal level. I think it's part of your professional responsibility to know what's going on in your profession, whether
yeah.
it's, you know, in Congress, at the state level, whatever it is. But I'll just throw one other plug in for the PAC, because, you know, we talked about that 7%. And we've been running a campaign that talks about every APTA member, which we're pushing almost 100,000 members, right?
Yeah.
That's the goal, right? Every APTA member just donated $20, we would be the largest healthcare PAC in healthcare.
Wow.
Right now, we're number 5 or 6?
We are number 7. We were 8.
We're
7 now.
We moved up a little bit thanks to, you know, a lot of our
all your efforts,
people.
Many people here.
Yeah, but I mean, shoot. I mean, orthopedics, the AMA, like all of those folks who, you know, have a, I mean, it's a million-dollar gap, actually, between 7 and 6.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's give us a reason and something to shoot for.
Yeah.
Parting shot of wisdom. Eva, what
okay.
do you got?
What would you do today if you could not fail? I honestly have this on my wall, and I just think to this, because I think a lot of people don't want to get involved because they think they're not experts at this. They're intimidated by the whole process.
Failure's scary.
Right. Failure is really scary. Like, I mean, I hear students saying, like, oh, my God, what if I forget what I'm going to say? But you're the expert. You know far more about physical therapy than anyone could. So just think about that. That seriously, just know that you will be fine, and you will have veterans like Heidi and I there with you to make sure that it all goes well.
Stories and your experiences go so much more than expertise. It's really, they want to hear about your patients.
Talk about the who, talk about the why.
Yep.
Yes.
Those two.
Absolutely.
Those two. Eva, Heidi, appreciate you guys taking some time out at the rager that is the PT Pack Party. And by rager, PT Pack Party, I mean every PT Pack Party is the rager.
Party on, PT Pack!
Hope to see some of you guys out there at Day on the Hill coming up in March. And appreciate your time. Thank you guys for being on the show.
Thank you.
Cool.
Awesome.
What if we summarized every episode we released and gave you links to all of the websites, articles, people, and things that we talked about during each show? Oh, we do that already. Get Episode Chasers for all of our shows available now at ptpintcast.com.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.